Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. We have as our guest today, probably for the first time in our history, a three-citizen personage, a citizen of three countries, and her name is Dr. Cindy Trim. And I want to give out her contact information because I know we're going to get excited talking and I might forget it, but you can reach her at Dr. Cindy Trim with two M's at triminternational.com. Dr. Trim is a best-selling author, a high-impact teacher, former senator of Bermuda. She's earned a reputation as a catalyst for change and a voice of hope for the nations. Get this. She was listed among Ebony Magazine's Power 100 as the top 100 doers and influencers in the world today. Wow. She has a background in government, education, psychology, and human development, and she translates hard-hitting spiritual insights into everyday language that empower people to take lives of meaning, dignity, purpose, and hope. Welcome, Dr. Trim.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Listen, we have a lot to talk about, and in the pre-show, Dr. Trim says that she's familiar with my books, Jesus CEO and The Path, and I'm just grateful that she is a reader. But we are here to talk about her books. Now, her big book that's just blasting every bestseller list and really coming on strong is The 40-Day Soul Fast. So, Dr. Trim, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, with my background in politics and psychotherapy, I discovered something as I traveled from country to country. Just about everybody was on this quest to discovering who they are. A lot of people were saying, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, but I don't really know who I am. And then I had a compassion because I know back in the day, even though I was experiencing success as people thought, I felt like there was a disconnect to living authentically. And so I started out with just a 40-day soul fast teaching and trying to help people to discover who they were and to live authentically, to find their navigational tool, their compass, and to find that path that would lead them to ultimate success and prosperity, which happens to be living life on purpose. And so that started me trying to figure out, okay, where in the Bible can I go to help people to connect with who they are? And I ended up in Isaiah that said, is not this a fast that I have chosen? And I started, okay, what is this chosen fast? And God began to speak to me about the soul fast.
Wow. Now, I understand that you have an authenticity quotient that people can take for free on the website, and that would be at Dr. Cindy Trim.
If they go to the website is actually www.triminternational.com, and
there
they hit on the soul fast, it'll take them into the portal, and they could take a free authenticity test. You know, are you living true to yourself? And it's free. People love free things.
All right. So the 40-Day Soul Fast book, how is it structured as an 8-week guide?
Yeah, it's an 8-week guide. And what it does is we've discovered that there's approximately 40 characteristics of an authentic person. So for 40 days, we go through each one of these characteristics. I consider this a book like a coach in a book. It's psychotherapy in a book. And I tell you, people who feel as if they need to have psychotherapy, this Soul Fast book will help them because we're looking at you as a person. Once you take away everything, such as the things that we do and the roles that we play, who are you? And this is taking a person step by step to discover who they really are, barring the roles that they play and the titles that they wear.
So give us a sample of what are some questions on the authenticity quotient. assessment?
Okay. Number one, the first question that we, one of the first questions that we asked them about their likes, their dislikes, and we take them through four different categories. One is personal, the other is professional, well, the next is social. There are four different categories, and then they're asked a series of questions, and then it's tabulated. So instantly a person gets the answer, and they're able to say, okay, I'm strong in terms of living authentically in the social area, but in my personal life, I'm not as strong, or in my career life or professional life is not as strong. And a lot of times, you know, when we look at our lives, we just throw it all together in one lump, and we try to fix everything. When in fact we're dimensional, we live in 12 different dimensions, and so just because one area of our lives may be out of sync or misaligned, it doesn't mean that everything is misaligned. And so we wanted to help people to find out where exactly they're not living as authentic as they possibly can, and then walk them through how they can be true to who they are. You know, I often say that, you know, it doesn't make sense being a poor copy of someone else when you could be a perfect copy of yourself.
All right. Now, you just said something I had never heard before, and that is that we live in 12 dimensions. Can you quickly run through what they are?
Well, some of the dimensions that we live in, number one, spiritual, of course. Then there's the personal, interpersonal, how we relate to others, extrapersonal, our social life, our reputation, our brand that, that people see. Then you have your financial, because how we relate to money and how we relate to the economic system is another area. And so these are the 12, there's 12 different dimensions that we live in. And our next book is going to be covering that, which is Reclaim Your Soul.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you're developing a companion journal, correct?
Yeah, we do have the companion journal for the 40.
Ah, good.
And I want to stop to say that the soul fast is not about what you're eating, but what's eating you.
Ooh, that's so good. What's eating? That is so good.
Yeah. And because a lot of times what I found out, I've been a Christian for a long time, of course, been through many, many fasts. What I found out with a lot of people, they go on the food fast, and they're good during the fast, but after the fast, they're right back with their old habits. And so being able to identify what are the emotional toxics that we need to dump, what is that? What are the cancers of the soul that's eating away at us? You know, what are these things in our mind, these strongholds, these emotional blockages, mental blockages, spiritual blockages, you know, that we need to cast aside? And one of the things that Paul said, he said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, I spoke as a child, but when I became a man, I put away these childish things. And there are some things that you pray aside and other things that you lay aside. But we have to be empowered. You know, the Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. And so being authentic has a lot to do with integrity. Integrity is, it has nothing to do with you telling all your business to people. It has to do with you not lying to yourself and lying to God.
Well, that's the best definition I've ever heard, right there. The best definition of integrity I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you are amazing. Yeah, so tell us about the Soul Fast movement.
Oh, yeah. The Soul Fast movement, we're encouraging people. You know, I think one of the largest numbers of people that fast over a period of time are the Muslims. And they're, you know, moving their agendas along. And I was praying the other day, and God challenged me. What if we could get the largest number of Christians praying together and focusing on the same thing, advancing the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is a catchphrase. Everybody's using it now, but I want to simplify it. The message of the kingdom is a message of empowerment that gives dignity and hope, meaning and purpose to all humanity. That message is not just for Christians. It's for everybody. And if we can advance that message and if we can give meaning and purpose, dignity and hope to all humanity, we can start healing our world one soul at a time. The scripture says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And this is what happened with the prodigal son, right? He was disconnected from himself. The scripture says, when he came to himself, he said to himself, so where was himself? Where was he all that time?
Yeah, where was himself? Okay, so
he was disconnected.
Now what are you doing? Yes, I mean, you're an author, you're an impact teacher. Where do you live and what are you doing? What's a typical day for you?
Well, my day starts early. I do.
You live in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I do run an organization. I have an incredible staff. I coach, I travel, I preach. I'm considered an empowerment specialist. And when we talk about empowerment, basically it's putting people back into the driver's seat and they regain their personal power and they make solid decisions. That's what empowerment is. Empowerment is connecting people to purpose and destiny. And this is one of the reasons why I love your book, The Path, because it just drills down and just makes life very simple, very simple. And so what we're doing is simplifying life for people and helping them to live life to its fullest, whether they're a stay-at-home mom or they're a CEO. I advise doctors, lawyers. I coach them, doctors, lawyers, kings, CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and then so I help people to connect with their God-given purpose. That's basically what I do. And I travel the world. I get to travel the world and do it.
So isn't that wonderful? And when you do that, I mean, that's their source of power. It's like plugging in a disconnect. My computer was unplugged this morning when I woke up, and I was in the red deficit battery zone, and I thought, God, all I have to do is plug it in. And it's the same thing with our spiritual life. We just plug into God, but there's, as you're saying, there's 12 different ways we get unplugged, and you have a questionnaire that shows how we get unplugged and how we get plugged back in. And I love what you're doing, Dr. Cindy, and I just want to say again, people, contact her, Dr. Cindy Trimm, T-R-I-M-M, at trimminternational.com. She's traveling the world. She's making a difference. Every church, every Christian should be on this 40-day soul fast book. Take the questionnaire, get clear, get empowered, and thank you, Dr. Trimm, so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on our show. We're at, I think, 47,000 click-on people who are clicking on the show, so hopefully this will speak to some of them who need your work, and blessings to you.
And blessings to you too, and the work that you're doing for the world. We really celebrate you and appreciate you too.
You're amazing. All right, thank you. Listeners, go out and be authentic and take time to figure out what's eating you by getting the 40-Day Soul Fast book. Blessings, Dr. Trimm, and I hope we connect again.
We will. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.